We're here in the Broncos Players Lounge hanging out with Virgil Green. About to play a little bit of Papa Shot. And Virgil, you played basketball in high school, right?
I did. It was my first love, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened? How did you start getting into football?
I started gaining a little bit too much weight.
Too strong?
Yeah, lost my finesse about me, so became a physical guy.
But your wife played basketball in Nevada, right?
She did. She played power forward.
So when you guys play one-on-one, what?
I'm always victorious. Always.
Virgil Green. There's Virgil Green with the catch. Oh, is that Virgil Green?
Oh, give me six!
You want to do like 2 out of 3?
Yeah, we could do that.
Before we get started, are you going to be okay with your finger?
Yeah, I'll be just
fine. All right.
Hey, okay.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Oh, I got one. You made one for me. Oh, no. Here we go.
You're a professional athlete. Remember that.
Right, yeah. Let's go. Got him. Come on. Win. You made another one for me.
No.
Thank you. Come on.
Oh, this make is it. Ridiculous.
Make it. No.
All right, 70-21 there, the final score. What's the key to this thing?
I look at the back of the rim.
You just get in a rhythm?
Yeah. You got to get in the rhythm. Get that swag going.
I thought you said you were too strong for play basketball.
You know, I can't shoot too much on a real life-size basketball court, but I can dunk at my will, yeah.
Now, when you are out and about, sometimes you wear some pretty tight T-shirts. You do that on purpose?
I like the look of my physique.
Yeah. You have some nicknames, right? Like Big Verg.
Big Verg, the Hulk.
Hulk, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which one do you like the best?
I like the Hulk, you know, with my last name being Green, the Hulk. It all just ties in. Off to a good start. Let's go.
Maybe underhand?
Yeah,
is that cheating?
No. Survival of the fittest.
I'm in trouble.
Get the dub. Let's get the dub.
Oh, you're in the zone now. Oh, damn.
I made like 8 shots back to back.
Woo! Whoa.
For the win.
What's that, 73-48?
Yeah, 73-48. You did better, though.
I did better. Yeah. Not good enough.
You increased, at 21 last game?
Yeah. This week, it's Salute to Service Week. Your dad was in the military,
right?
He was
in the Army. Yes, he was.
So this kind of a special week for you?
Always. I'm very proud to say that my dad served in the military. We moved around quite a bit, stationed kind of all over the southern part of the United States. So it was a great experience. Got to meet a lot of people and get to see how the soldiers operate.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV.
Had a lot of fun shooting that thing with Virgil Green there. Maybe I let him win. I don't know. Obviously, it's an important game for him with the Salute to Service game, and it's very important for the entire NFL. Okay, let's get to the Denver Broncos inactives. Jordan Norwood, DeMarcus Ware, Trevor Siemian, Richard Gordon, Shelly Smith, Darius Kilgo, all inactive today. Only 6 inactives because Aqib Talib is suspended. But the one guy who's not on that list, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, great to have Emmanuel in the lineup. We don't know how limited or unlimited he will be today. You talk about Emmanuel, a guy who's got 46 catches, 639 yards, 4 touchdowns, and, of course, the big game against Kansas City, the opponent today. So you think about Emmanuel, though, and you think about toughness. This guy takes a lot of shots throughout the season. You think about last year, St. Louis took a huge shot, but didn't throw him off for the rest of the year. He really just kept on chugging. So I think that this is going to be it's going to have a huge impact on the game and what we see from the Broncos offense today. Mace, your 3 keys now.
Well, no, first,
I'm sorry.
He might not play as much as he usually plays. If they decide to limit him a little bit, then I think you'll see Cody Latimer step up quite a bit because one thing that Cody Latimer mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago is that a reason why his reps have been limited is because he lines up behind Emmanuel Sanders on the depth chart. They tend to move one guy in to replace a specific spot. So if they limit Sanders' reps, That means Cody Latimer might play more than he has before. You know, Gary Kubiak's been praising him every week as far as how he's preparing, what he did in the blocking game. Go back to overtime against Cleveland when Sanders hurt his shoulder, and Latimer had a couple of key blocks on that game-winning drive on some run plays. So that, you know, if he gets back out there, maybe this is his chance to show the coaches and the team what he can do.
Now it's time for your three keys, Mace. Yes. The three keys to the game. Emmanuel Sanders not in there, but some other guys are.
Yeah, some other guys are, and it starts, number one, win the turnover battle. Do you know it's been 11 games since the Broncos had a game without a giveaway? That's something they need to change. Look, The defense is going to get pressure, and that's going to lead to some takeaways from time to time. But you can't rely on that, and the Broncos haven't had takeaways the last couple of games, even though they've had pressure, but they had giveaways. Those two interceptions last week were really costly in Indianapolis. You've got to fix that. Got to find a way to play a clean game at some point in that regard. Number two, pressure Alex Smith, but you have to contain him. To go back to some of the issues the Broncos have had in containing quarterbacks on the ground, of the 21 runs the Broncos have allowed of 10 yards or more this year, 8 have come by quarterbacks. And quarterbacks are averaging 7.8 yards per carry, not counting kneel downs, when they take off and run. And we know how good Alex Smith can be when he gets out of the pocket and runs with a football. So the Broncos have to contain that, because the explosive runs are coming from there way too often. And we saw last week, Andrew Luck got out of the pocket. He caused some damage. And number three, find offensive balance. That starts up front. You can get some good blocks, and then you get the running back, C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman behind them. If they can make some plays, that in turn opens the play-action game. That in turn opens the passing game as a whole. If you can find some balance, the Broncos got away from that when they fell behind 17-0. But find balance early and stick with it. You can have more offensive performances like the Broncos had against Green Bay 2 weeks ago.
Most definitely, Mace. Those are three excellent keys. They have, of course, had 5 turnovers against the Kansas City Chiefs, or they forced 5 turnovers against the Chiefs in that first matchup. And speaking of matchups with the Chiefs, Peyton Manning is 7-0 as a Broncos quarterback against the Chiefs. Matt, can there be a mental block there for the Chiefs when they're talking about facing the Broncos?
It's definitely possible. You think about a guy like Peyton Manning. We're going to see, hopefully, a couple records fall here today. A guy like that has an aura about him. There's no question about it. And I definitely think that, you think about Kansas City. Earlier this season, they lose to the Broncos. The start of a 5-game losing streak, that definitely impacts a team's psyche and what a team is able to do throughout the course of a season. So I definitely believe there has been a bit of a mental block, but the way they lost that last game, I also think that they believe that they can come in here and produce.
Yeah, most definitely. And we know how important this game is to the Chiefs. They've won 2 in a row, and they're coming off of a bye. Getting back into the mix, if they can get a win today, they'd certainly be right there back in the mix for a wild card position. Guys, I have one more key. 3rd down for the defense, getting off the field. Last week, Indianapolis was 12 for 20 on 3rd down. Andrew Luck kept extending those drives. In the first matchup with the Chiefs, the Broncos they forced them off the field. Chiefs 0 for 7 on 3rd down. So definitely that will be an important part of today's game. Okay, that's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show. For Andrew Mason, for Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani. Enjoy the game.
They're a good football team, and we understand that. And we'll have to play better than we played the first time around.
We're looking to be a little more consistent, playing more consistent football, all 4 quarters of the game. They're disappointed about Sunday, but we have to move on, have to learn from it. Hopefully it can make us better.
I'm comfortable with everybody we have on our roster, that they got to step up and play whenever their name is called, and that's what we got to do this week.
Kansas City reminds me a lot of Indianapolis. It's that same type mentality. Last week, Indy back was against the wall, so we got to handle business this Sunday, and we got to go out and get a win.